Taking part in a National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is something many Indigenous leaders did not think would happen in their lifetime, Dr. Cynthia Wesley Esquimox acknowledged during an online event hosted today by Georgian College. With events commemorating the day occurring around Simcoe County on Thursday, more than 400 people logged into the virtual event hosted by the college's Indigenous Services to mark September 30, the inaugural National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. The hour-long event featured Wesley Esquimox, who is an honorary witness to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada hearings. She has written several academic articles focused on the history of intergenerational trauma that Indigenous peoples continue to experience in their day-to-day lives. In 2013, Wesley Esquimox joined Lakehead University as the Vice Provost for Aboriginal Initiatives. 3 years later, the university appointed her as the first chairperson in Canada dedicated to truth and reconciliation. Her mandate includes providing advice to Lakehead's president on Indigenous issues and engaging people across Canada in a dialogue on diversity, collaboration and inclusion. This is not the only thing happening today, and people have come to enthusiastically share with their hearts and open minds a desire for learning more as we move forward together toward the building of a healthy and strong relationship across Canada, she said. It means we are all willing to take responsibility to do whatever small part we can to ensure that change happens. Wesley Esquimox pointed to the Human Rights Commission decision handed down on September 29 as something every Canadian needs to pay attention to. She also said it's important to reflect on Dr. Cindy Blackstock's fight to ensure the health and well-being of children is taken into consideration and raised to a higher level across the country. Her work has changed the face of child welfare in Canada, and I hope this work will create not only an equitable resolution, but also a collaborative resolution to a very long-standing part of our history, Wesley Esquimox said. We have to work together to ensure that we get to the places that we want to go. One of those things is actually confirming that fact that there has been discrimination against Indigenous children, and it has affected almost 9 generations of Indigenous children across the country. On September 29, the Federal Court of Canada upheld the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal's 2019 ruling ordering $40,000 in compensation for First Nations children and families. The court also agreed with the tribunal that all First Nations children should be eligible for Jordan's principle, regardless of their Indian Act status or where they live. The Assembly of First Nations said the decision acknowledges the harm caused by Canada's discrimination and affirms that First Nations children and families deserve justice. This monumental decision comes one day before Orange Shirt Day, now also known as the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Wesley Esquimox urged people to look within and ask themselves what that decision means for them, for Canada and for children living under the auspices of child welfare. They were removed from their homes and communities for most of their lives and are trying to find their way home. It isn't over, she said. The fact that some children didn't make it home is still happening because there are other children who are not making it home today. It is important we understand and consider the fact that this is not a story that just happened in the past and is now done. Wesley Esquimox says there have been many people from all backgrounds who have offered important and positive words and work over the years, including changes to child welfare policies and standards. The work that's happened has been incredible, and it's been my lifetime's work to be able to say that we all have to work to change the face of Indigenous Canada to a positive, she said. Voices and hearts together have contributed in various ways to the successes that we are having in breaking the cycles that have plagued Indigenous people for so very long. This is an important day, and it's an important world issue that we are living in, Wesley Esquimox added. Our children are not the only children suffering, and we need to place children in the center of this conversation so we always remember day by day.